Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Tiffany giving you a request to call back from customer support. How can I help you?
This from a call earlier? I believe so.
How are you?
Okay. All right. One second. Okay, I've been waiting for this call. Hey, I'm at the doctor's. Yes. Is this for just like a workout company or something?
We are a third-party call center. We just handle the accounts, ma'am.
Okay. And I was calling because I think, okay, so this company, there was supposed to be a Walgreens survey. I took a survey and then they gave you a product. You just have to pay the shipping. And then 4 days later, a large fee of $67 and something cents came out, also on my card. And I didn't buy anything, and the company name had nothing to do with the product. And the product I got was a small military backpack.
Okay. Can I start with that zip code?
Huh?
Can I start with your zip code to locate your account? If now is not a good time, ma'am, you can always call us back later.
It's hard to get a hold of you guys.
I understand that. That's why I'm trying to go ahead and help you right now.
I just don't really want to give any more of my information because if you're going to charge my card and stuff, do you know what I'm saying?
I do. My goal here is to help you with the account and to help you figure out what what you want to do are the next best steps.
Yeah, I don't want you guys taking any more money out of my cards. I think you've done it on three different cards, actually. One of my cards flagged it, and that's why I'm really alarmed.
Okay, ma'am. If you don't want to handle it through us, you can always, cancel your cards and start over. But in order for me to help you, I will need your zip code, your first and last name, and for you to verify your shipping address.
Do you know like my first and last name right now?
No, ma'am.
Wow. This is so weird. But do you see how frustrating it is to cancel all my cards when something on your end is not right? Even if you're a third party.
I mean, that would make me help me sleep better at night.
I know, but it's like, wow, it's like a totally different company is taking money out of my cards when it was first a survey for you to get like, oh, you get a reward for taking a survey, and then also, oh, guess what? It's not a reward after all. They're going to take almost $70 out of your account after you paid shipping for this inexpensive product. So is anyone else having issues like me?
I can't go over other people's account details, which, ma'am, I do apologize.
I know the companies need to repent because God, you're not getting away with anything. Like God knows everything that you're doing, and you're going to be accountable for Him. But you guys can repent and stop taking, and especially when people are trying to buy Christmas gifts, which are what those things were, and then it's these big lump sums on every card, on different surveys, and it's all through the same company that switches and makes different names. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not okay. And then I don't trust you guys. I don't want to give you any more of my information because you've already broken trust.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand.
Is there any other phone number that I can call?
Not besides the one that's beside the charges on your statement. No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. But yeah, I don't know. You might want to talk to your higher up because what's happening is not cool. And I've already been talking with my cards and they flagged me and they knew it wasn't legit too. So I'm getting charges reversed and things.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And is there any like superior that I can talk to?
No, ma'am.
Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.